Yes, Heavenly Father, we come before you to our own land and in Gentium. Once again, we say, we thank you.
再次说我们感谢你。
In the Thanksgiving day,
在感恩节的日子里,
Lord, we give thanks to you in every way.
我们在每一个方面都向你献上感恩。
The Bible said, in everything give thanks.
圣经上说我们在凡事都要谢恩。
So we come before you, we say thank you for the year.
我们来到你面前为来年来谢谢感谢你过去的日来谢谢你。
Today we say we come before you.
今天我们来到你的面前。
We offer ourselves once again as living sacrifice.
我们把我们自己当作活祭献在你的面前。
Lord, we say here we are.
主啊，我们说我们在这里。
Lord, you empower us.
主啊，加力量给我们。
And send us.
差派我们。
Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your covenant-keeping God. And you said you are going to be with us to the end of the world. Lord, we believe. Once again, we come before you. Give us a teachable heart.
主啊，我们再次来到面前，给我们一个受教的心。
A listening ear.
能听的耳。
And listen and hear what the Holy Spirit say to the church.
让我们听圣灵对教会所说的话。
Our hearts are open.
我们的心打开。
Our eyes are open.
眼睛也打开。
The Lord. No matter people on the Zoom, through the internet, or here. We say, Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you, you have chosen us as your children. Thank you, we have inheritance. Thank you, we are not sorrowers again. The sorrowers, the wanderers. Lord, we are family. We belong to the family of God. The family of the Most High God. Family of the Creator who loves us. Who also sacrificed us as a lamb. So that our sins are forgiven. Our sins are totally forgiven. No trace is left. Lord, we thank you. Each one here is a new creation, as you said. You said, the one who lives in Christ is a new creation. The old has gone, new has come. And the Lord, you said in the Revelation, you said, Behold, I have renewed everything. Lord, thank you, have renewed everything we believe. Lord, today we come before you. It's not just to listen to a preaching. Not a routine. We come to meet our Creator, our Redeemer. And our coming King. Lord, once again we say we bow down before you. We offer ourselves before you. No matter we have few people here or more people here, we say, Lord, you are here.
主啊，不管是我们这边来的人少还是人多，主啊，我们就对你说，我们来了，我们在你的面前。
You Yes, Lord, you do whatever you desire to do.
主啊，你按着你想要的心，你的心意来做你的事情。
Your servants are listening.
你的仆人在听。
The servants are willing to obey.
你的仆人愿意来听你的话。
Lord, may your mighty works be manifested among us.
愿你的神迹奇事在我们中间来彰显。
According to your promise.
按着你的应许。
Once again, we thank you.
再一次，我们说，我们感谢你。
We commit to the following time once again to you.
我们把以下的时间完全的交托给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Okay. 现在能听得清吗？在 Zoom 上的。Hello, somebody.
Mary, 你刚才说听得不清，你现在听得清吗？
现在可以。
好，好。
有断续续的，有断续吗？没有哈。
现在很正常。
OK, OK.
OK, 感谢主，感谢主。好的，再次也欢迎我们在 Zoom 上面的弟兄姐妹。
Once again, we welcome those who join us through Zoom.
Now, I see Tamara Gloria, my daughter from Montreal is here. Hello, Gloria.
看到我的女儿在 Montreal,
Jasmine, June, May, Mary, Ron, Tian, and Tommy, and many.
还有很多 Mary, Ron.
Some are coming. Yeah, Lord, we welcome everybody here.
我们欢迎每一位。
欢迎张乐。
Welcome, 张乐。
张乐夫妻。Hello. Anna, Anna, 对吧？
Hello,
Nancy. 啊，那个女儿。
Annie,
hello. 感谢主，感谢主，欢迎我们的老一辈。
Welcome the seniors among us.
你算不算老一辈？安娜算老一辈。
我算。
OK. 还有我们的阿文是老一辈。
I'm the sandwich generation.
感谢主，今天我讲的题目呢，就是凡事谢恩。
So today my topic will be on give thanks always.
因为我们的感恩节很快就来了。
Because,
感恩节是应该是明天。
So Thanksgiving will be tomorrow.
那历史上来讲呢，就是美国和加拿大早期的清教徒来到这里的时候呢，有第一次的收成以后呢，他们就把这个收成要献给主。
So in history, the Protestants in U.S. and Canada, they give Thanksgivings after they gather the first crops.So they offer thanksgivings for the harvest.
因为当时来到这边的很多是清教徒，非常虔诚的清教徒。
So because those people who came to the North America, they are very diligent, dedicated Protestants.
当然就是说当时的这个欧洲人们也带着一个政府的一个思想来到这里，但是呢，信仰的归信仰的，政府的归政府的。
Of course, the Europeans who first settled in North America, they also come with a mind of governance, but also they also came with the religion, the faith.
所以在神的国度里面呢，天上呢升任的每一位，谁在做什么
？So in the heavenly realm, God recognizes each one of us.
事实上，最近大家可能在新闻里面听到很多关于。土著人就是这面的原住民的孩子啊，过去在这个 residential school 被虐待的事情。
So, as you may have read in the news that people are talking about the children, the First Nations who have died in the residential schools.
所以这些事情呢，就是我们听起来觉得非常的难过。
So when you heard stories like that, it's really sad in our heart.
但是这些事情怎么样真正的来解决呢？也唯有在耶稣基督里面。
So how do we resolve this kind of conflicts? It can only be done by Jesus.
那当我想到这些事情的时候呢，一方面我非常非常的感恩，真的感谢主耶稣救了我们。
So when I meditate on these stories, at one hand I'm very grateful for what God has been doing in my life.
因为我们在他的里面是新造的人。
Because in Him we are a new creation.
我们的思想也是新的，生命都是新的。
Our minds have been renewed, and also our life is new.
另一方面呢，神把一个责任也放在我们的心里面，真的，我们要把这个 耶稣救人的好消息呢，带给我们周围的人。
At the same time, we also pass down the responsibilities to tell people about the good news, the gospel.
讲到这个感恩节呢，我要讲一个最近发生的一个故事。
So when I talk about Thanksgiving, I also want to share a story with you.
这个故事我告诉我的孩子们，我说我前两天去装修房子呢，我在一个房子的这个阁楼里面发现一件非常奇特的事情。我说你们谁踩着以后呢，给你们100块钱。
So I also share the story with my children as well. The other day when I'm renovating one of my properties, I found something very extraordinary in the attic. So I asked them, if you guess what it is, I will give you $100 in reward.
那这件事情呢，他们都猜不着。
But none of them could guess.
他们三个人多才，是不是你发现一个死人
？They asked me, did you discover a dead body in the space?
如果发现死人，我就不会这样向你们讲话。
So if I indeed found a dead body, I wouldn't talk to you like that.
那我讲这个故事呢，就是说跟今天这个感恩节也有关系。
So the story also closely related to Thanksgiving as well.
那前两天我去在 Hope 做一些装修的时候呢。我就进到一个阁楼里面去，因为要换一个风扇。
So the other day I was in Hope, I trying to fix one of my properties, so I went into the attic. I want to replace a fan.
那个阁楼我从来没有进去过。我自从拥有这个产业以后呢，从来没有进过那个里面。
So I have never been into the space before, ever since I owned the property.
很小的一个阁楼。
It's a very small space.
因为房子的面积也只有480尺。
So even the house itself is only about 480 square feet.
所以你可以想象它的阁楼是非常小。
So you can imagine how small the attic is.
但是我因为要装风扇呢，必须要进阁楼。
But because I have to replace the fan, so I have to go into the attic.
我打开阁楼进去的时候呢，突然非常的吃惊。
So when I opened up the attic, I suddenly feel like very surprised.
我突然发现那个地方曾经是一个人的家，是一个无家可归的人的家。
So I realized that small attic was once a home to a homeless man.
那这个阁楼呢，其实有很高的梯子才能进去。
So actually
从外面进去。
So if you want to enter to the attic, you have to go through a very tall stairs. I mean ladders.
我进去以后一看呢，我说第一个想法就是，哦 ，boy， 我要做很多的。额外的工作，我本来计划就是两三个小时把它修好就回家了，结果一下出来要清理一个人的家。
So when I entered into the space, and then I thought to myself, oh boy, I need to spend much more time than I expected to clean up the space.
那第一个我想到的，我一看呢，那个睡觉的地方呢，就是压平那些 insulation， 那我说，哎呦，这个地方人睡。这都是有毒的呀，有一个老的那种保温棉都是有毒的。
So they are sleeping on the 这个保温棉 forms.
Insulation
form. So because the insulation form is toxic to humans. So just imagine the person's sleeping on it.
那我再看呢，就看到一些他拥有的东西。有一箱书。
So and then I look through his belongings and there's a box of books.
有一套音响，是那个放磁带的音响。
And also a stereo
cassette player.
Cassette players.
那如果是放磁带的，可能10多年、20多年前的事情。
So because it's a cassette player, so that means it must been like you know decades ago.
还有看到呢，就是一个袋子呢。装着很多的衣服
，and also a bag full of clothes。
还有一个箱子里面呢，我就看到一些，这个 plumbing 用的一些水管啊，还有一些这种，开关，电子开关很漂亮的一些开关上的一些 cover。
And I also found some pipes and some coverings over the electric outlets。
还有一个手鼓，是那个原住民的手鼓。我最喜欢的是那个东西，原住民的手鼓，它做的很好，是真皮做的。
And also a drum that is used by the indigenous people. So I really like that thing.
那第一个印象呢，我就觉得这个人很喜欢音乐。
So the first impression that I have is that this person loves music.
因为他有一个一套音响，还有这个鼓。
Because he has the drum, he has the cassette player.
那第二个呢，我就发现他有一些书籍在那个地方。有时他喜欢看书。
And also he loves books. He has some books lying around.
其中一本书呢，就是怎么样来 enter into a trance， 就怎么样被灵魂附体或者怎么样 trance， 灵魂出窍。
对。So one of the books is about how to enter into a trance.
那还有一本书呢，就是这个名字叫做 Why Success is Measured by Weight。就是你的成功为什么是以你的体重来衡量的，就是可能他在减肥。
Perhaps he was on a diet.
就是这个书名是非常特别，就是 Why Success is Measured by Your Weight.
So the name of the book is very interesting. So
我一看到这个我就想到，哦，有的人的这个 success 是用 weight 来衡量的，这第一次听到。
So then I thought to myself, oh, I never heard such thing that your success is determined by your weight.
那另外呢，我看到一些，就是说这个，他特别的保留了一些这个明信片，都是 Christmas cards.
And also I also found out he kept a lot of Christmas cards.Christmas card.
就是说这些圣诞的这些明信片呢，对他来说很宝贵。
So meaning that the Christmas cards have value to him.
你想在他住在那个地方的话，他怎么样？他肯定要保留一些他喜欢的最重要的东西。
Of course, because he is living in that space, of course he has to take some of the things that he valued most.
所以我看到呢，他衣服对他最重要，当然。
Of course, clothes is also very important.
他另外他喜欢音乐。
At the same time, he loves music.
另外他有所追求。
And he has some kind of pursuit.
所以他不光是要灵魂出窍，还是要减肥。
Whether he want to have a enter into a trance or have a diet.
另外他可能向往能够做一些事情，所以他有一些修水管的，我不知道他会不会，但是有一些那种东西在里面。
Probably he also want to fix something. That's why he had the pipes lying around. I'm not really sure.
但是呢，某一天这就不是他的家了。
However, some suddenly happened that this is no longer his house, his home.
我也不知道什么事情发生。也许我前面的那个墓主呢，后来发现有人进去，他就把那个门就给钉死了，就进不去了。
So I don't know what happened exactly. Probably because the old owner found out someone was living in the attic, so he, you know, like locked the place up.
那我也不知道什么事情，或者呢，他就自己就出去了。
Or maybe he just, you know, like went to somewhere else.
这很有意思的呢，我的前屋主他也不告诉我，他也不清理，就放在那边。我已经拥有那个地方有三四年的时间了。
So, the previous owner never told me anything about this. I have the place for over 3 or 4 years. I didn't even know.
当我在清理这些东西的时候呢，我真的心里面呢，我没有什么怨言，我就在反省很多的事情。
So when I clean up the space, I didn't complain. I am just trying to reflect on a lot of things.
一方面对我来说增加了很多繁重的工作，我最后把那些东西要拿下来，我最后还是留了两箱在上面，我不打了，太累了。
So one hand that it gives me a lot of extra work because I have to, you know, clean up the space and bring it all the way down to the ground. So in the end, I left 2 garbage up. So I didn't bring those 2.
我自己觉得，我觉得我还很年轻，但是呢。去 roll 的时候，他就是给我 seniors discount， 所以我现在已经成 senior 了。
So even I thought myself as a young man. However, if I go to purchase something from Rollers, they give me senior discount because I'm a senior now.
所以在这个阁楼里面做这些事情，对我来说都不是那么容易的了。
So it is not longer easy for me to fix something in the attic.
但是我想的时候，我真的就。 为这个人祷告。
But when I think about this, I really wanted to pray for this person.
啊，就是不知道什么事情发生，有的人这就是他的家。
So I don't know what happened to him, but to some people, this space is his home.
就是说好多人不能真正的拥有一个家。
Meaning that a lot of people, they can never really own a real home, a house.
那现在在感恩节的日子里面，我们真的要来感恩我们周围，我们自己有家，我们有朋友，有亲人。
During Thanksgiving, we really have to be thankful that we have a house to live in, we have friends, we have family.
你知道，一些专家呢，他们做一些调查，他说为什么，无家可归的人成了无家可归的人呢？
So there are studies on the homeless people, like how come they became homeless?
那好多人呢，很讨厌他们，有的人呢，还害怕他们。
Some people despise them, or some people they are afraid of them.
那有些人呢，就说觉得他们就是懒惰，他们就是选择这样的生活。
So some people thought, think that they are lazy. They chose the way that they live.
但是呢，这些专家常常跟服侍他们的人讲呢，说他们最主要的原因是因为他们的 home is not safe.
However, during the study, they found out that.The real reason behind is because they felt that their home is no longer safe for them.
就是他们自己原有的家呢是不再安全。
So the place that they own is no longer safe for them.
有的人他们的父母常常的打架、吵架、离婚。
So to some people, their parents are always fighting, like always quarreling.
所以他们从小就觉得不安全，他们要自己要及早的出去。
So since young, they felt insecure in them, so they wanted to get out of their home as early as possible.
那出去以后呢，没有正确的技能啊，各方没有正确的引导，所以就流落在街头。
When they went out, they don't have enough skills to help himself to have a house, so they end up in the streets.
那所以呢，就是说我们弟兄姐妹，我们今天拥有一个完整的家。要向上感恩。
So, brother and sister, when you have a house, when you have a home, you have to give thanks to that.
如果你的孩子还在你的身边，你要感谢神。
If you still have your kids around you, you have to give thanks to that.
如果你的孩子愿意跟你来交流，而不是他们跑得远远的，你要感谢神。
If your kids still prefer to come closer to you and talk with you instead of running away, you have to give thanks to that.
那如果你的旁边你常常配偶和你有时候有这个拌嘴啊，你要感谢神，因为有的人想拌嘴，没有人跟他拌嘴。
So even if your spouse you having quarrel, fight with your spouse, you still have to give thanks to you, because a lot of people don't even have a partner to fight about.
你先想住在那个阁楼里面的人，他想要人跟他拌嘴，是没有人跟他拌嘴。
Just imagine that person living in the Arctic. Even if he wanted to have someone. To quarrel with him, he won't even have that chance.
你知道，好多时候人活着最可怕的，并不是说人跟他吵架，是没有一个人愿意跟他吵架，没有愿意一个人搭理他。
So the most pitiful thing is not quarreling with someone else, is not having a person willing to, like having a fight to start a fight with you.
另外就是现在人家调查就是说。好多国家存在的一个非常严重的问题呢，是孤独的问题。
And also studies found that in a lot of countries, one of the major issues is that people been feeling lonely.
在英国呢，英国的政府为了面对这样一个问题，他们成立了一个部门。
So in UK to fight this kind of a phenomenon, they have enforced. I'm sorry, they had a new authority given in place.
这个部门呢叫做 Department of Loneliness, 就是专门面对孤独问题的一个政府部门。
So it's the Department of Loneliness.
Loneliness.
Yeah, so just targeting the problem of loneliness.
就是好多的年纪大的人，包括年轻人开始有这种孤独的问题。
because a lot of older generation is, and also the younger generation as well, they have problem of feeling lonely.
那孤独呢，就会引起很多的 mental problem， 还有很多的幻想症，各种各样的问题也会出来。
Because of loneliness, you can have a lot of other mental problems.
还有呢，身体上的问题也会出来。
And also physical problem as well.
所以我们今天呢，就是旁边有人，对你不高兴，你要感恩。
So even if you have someone that next to you that are unhappy about you, you still have to give thanks to.
但如果那个人对你不高兴，表明什么呢？
So what does it mean when the other person is not happy about you?
今天我们讲到方式要感恩，圣经上讲方式要感恩，别人对你不高兴你要感恩。
So we say we have to give thanks in all circumstances. So no matter what happens, you still have to give thanks.
你知道街上那面的人，街上走的人为什么对你不会不高兴吗？
Do you know why the strangers on the street won't feel anything? I mean, unhappy about you?
不管你是好人坏人，他都不会对你不高兴。
No matter they are good people or bad people, they will not feel unhappy for you. I mean, about.
因为他不关心你。
Because he doesn't give a damn about you.
因为什么人对你不高兴？是因为他关心你。
How come people feel angry about you because they care for you?
你做对了，做错了，有人说你做错了，因为他关心你做对做不错，
so、
对不对
？If you do something right or wrong. The person will point it out because he cares whether you are making a mistake or what.
你知道，等到有没有人指出你任何错误的时候，你有祸了。
Do you know you are in trouble if no one comes to you and pointing fingers at you?
也就是说，你没有一个真心的朋友了。
That meaning that you don't have a person, a true friend that care about you.
那所以呢，真的要我们感谢神。感谢神，神让我们周围的人呢，常常能够来指出我们的问题。
So that's why we have to give thanks, for those friends and families who can, you know, actually point us, our mistakes.
在以后的日子里面，我觉得我要讲一些关于末世的一些经文，就是来预备大家将来呢，要预备将来的日子。
So in the coming days, I'm going to talk about, scriptures from Revelations about the end times.So that we can all get prepared.
这些经文呢，耶稣讲的很多话呢，非常的 harsh， 就是非常的尖锐和听起来很负面。
So these words are spoken by Jesus. However, they are very harsh, very critical to a lot of Christians.
好多人我们听惯了这种耶稣的恩典的信息，恩典的信息。你翻开圣经看的时候呢，讲到末世的时候，耶稣讲的都是非常严厉的信息。
So a lot of people just kind of used to talk about the grace and then the goodness about Jesus Christ. However, when you turn to Revelations, when Jesus is talking about very negative part of the end times, you will.
所以，当大家听到耶稣讲这些非常严厉信息的时候呢，你知道，因为耶稣真正爱你。
So if you actually understand why Jesus is saying this kind of harsh words, you have to know that He actually loves you.
你读到这个马太福音24、25、26章讲的那些仆人，不忠心的仆人，醉酒不好好分粮，回来以后狼腰掌动，和不忠心的人同罪。
So, when you read about Matthew 24, 25, 26, when they talk about the unfaithful servants, about how when the king comes back and look at these unfaithful servants, just take them out and.Cut them in half.
那就是说，是耶稣为什么讲这些话？现在我要预备大家呢，你要仔细的听耶稣的心声，要预备度过以后的灾难。
So, the reason why is that we have to get prepared ahead of time so that we can, you know, we can endure the end times.
因为耶稣必须要向你讲真话。
Because Jesus has to speak to you in truth.
因为他是爱我们的。
Because He loves us.
今天你知道你旁边有人向你讲真话呢，你知道他是爱你的。
So today you know that when someone is speaking the truth to you, you know that He loves you.
所以今天呢，我们为什么说要方式感恩呢？你要从一个神的角度看这个问题呢，这样的一切神都会让它变成来帮助。 助我们的。
So that's why we say we have to give thanks in all circumstances, and then you will realize in everything God is going to help you.
我刚才讲的话，我相信你们都会说阿门。
So whatever I said earlier, I assume that you will say amen to that.
有人跟你吵架，你要阿门，你说谢谢神。
So if you someone trying to have a fight with you, you have to say amen.
你要想没人跟你吵架呢，我那个阁楼还是开着，
so,
不收钱。
So if you want no one to have a fight with you, my attic is still available.
还有一些东西在那里，你可以用。
There are still some stuff up there, so you can use that.
只是你需要开车去 Hope.
You only have to drive all the way to Hope.
你如果没有车的话，我送你去那个阁楼。
If you don't have a car, I can take you there.
所以今天真的有人能跟你吵架，你要向上感恩。
So today, if someone is not willing to fight with you, then you have to still.
事实上，我原来那块地上面有些人常常跟我吵架，因为没有别人合适的人跟他吵架，他就找我吵架。
So indeed, in my property, like some of my tenants always come and you know have a quarrel with me because they have no one to talk to.
那后来真的发现，特别是几个老人很孤独的，他没有人跟他讲话。
So yeah, indeed, there was a senior man. He was very lonely and he has no one to talk to.
Senior man and a woman.
Quite a few senior men and women that they don't have a people to talk to.
那一方面，他们要他们自己的 privacy， 自己的私人的空间。
So so they want to have their own privacy.
所以有时候我去要检查房子的时候呢，他说你没有给我24小时的通知，按照法律你给我24小时，所以今天来不能进来。
So sometimes when I go to try to inspect the place, they will say, okay, according to the law, you need to give me 24 hours notice. So because of that, because of my privacy, you cannot come.
那有时候他又说，你为什么平时给我不打电话，就是在收房租的时候才打电话呢？
Sometimes they will say, okay, how come you never call me? You only call me when it is time to collect the rent.
所以我说我要重视你的这个私人空间啊。
And I said, oh, I need to, you know, respect your privacy.
但是呢，他说我还是希望跟你多一些交流啊。
And they will say, okay, I still want to have more communication with you.
所以有时候呢，他们就会来找我去聊天啊，也不高兴，也会到我这里来讲了。
So they will, you know, try to talk to me, and if they have complained, they will come and talk to me as well.
有一次我跟一个老牧师讲，我说这些人老是跟我倒垃圾呢，我只是一个房东而已啊。
So one time I asked one of the senior pastors, I asked him, how come these people always, you know, dump their garbage on me? Because I am just a landlord.
他说很简单，因为他把你当爸爸。
And he said, oh, because they think of you as a father. That's why.
然后我说，哦，原来他们希望有倾诉的对象。
And then I realized that they want to have someone that they can, you know, talk to.
有时候我如果心情好的时候，我真的给他们礼物，也关心他们。
So sometimes when I feel good, I even give them presents, gifts.
有时候心情不好的时候，有时候神让我去，我也祷告，我也愿意去帮助他们。
So sometimes when I'm down, but if I pray and God give me the strength, I will still go and help them.
但是有时候呢，我们冲突的时候，我告诉他，我说我既不是你爸，也不是你儿子，你不要这样要求我。
Sometimes during our conflict, I will tell them that I am not your father, I'm not your son. Please don't talk to me like that.
那因为他们需要爸爸，也需要儿子，但是有时候搞错了，我有时候也搞不清我的角色是什么。
Because they need a father, they also need a son.Sometimes I'm even confused about my identity as well.
所以我讲这些意思呢，就是说，真的我们要方式感恩。今天在主里面。
So what I'm trying to say is that today we need to give thanks in all circumstances in the Lord.
当我们方式感恩的时候，我们眼前的一切都会变。
So if you give thanks in all circumstances, everything will transform in your eyes.
如果我们真的相信圣经里面讲，方是忘事效力叫爱神的人得益处，我们真的就要来扛了。
So if you truly understand what the Bible says, all things work for the good for those who love Him, then you will see differently.
圣经上有好多的例子，就是我们这样能够从头看到尾的时候，神给我们这样的例子，就是说，你知道我是信实的。
So when you see things from beginning to the end, and you see things around you, then you will know that 什么
？Lord is faithful.
Lord is faithful.
所以你想亚伯拉罕神呼召他出乌尔离开他的家乡。
So imagine Abraham God call him out from his own hometowns into the promised land.
其实亚伯拉罕的家乡就是现在巴比伦的地方，就是这个伊拉克那块地方，伊拉克的地方。
So indeed, the hometown for Abraham is nowadays Iraq.
就那个地方呢，当亚伯拉罕离开之后呢，那个地方就变得很强盛了，其实越来越强盛了。亚伯拉罕其实去了一个看起来不怎么样的地方。
So when Abraham left his hometown, it was actually very civilized place, and he went to somewhere you know like less barren places.
但是呢，因着亚伯拉罕的顺服呢，就是神祝福他，要成为万国之父。
Because Abraham submit to the Lord, and the Lord promised him that he will become fathers of all nations.
今天我们中间好多人就像亚伯拉罕一样，被神召到这里来，其实是蛮孤单的。
So
离开自己的家乡，离开自己的父母。
So same of us. For those of you who are called by God coming to Canada, a lot of you feel lonely, because you left your hometown.
我曾经碰到过一个人。就是说这个人呢把他移民在他打丧奉公。
So I knew a man that he became an immigrant and he has to work 3 jobs.
他说我呢可以死但是不能病。
And he said,
因为他一个人的所有的重担都在他的肩头上面。
He said, I can die, however, I cannot be sick because all the burdens of his family is on him.
那这是一个离开自己的家乡，离开所有的亲友的这样一个支持，到一个陌生的地方来闯天下的人。
So it is a story of a person who left his own hometown, left all the support from his family, coming into a lonely place.
但是因着有神呢，情况就不一样了。
But because you have God, things will be different.
那亚伯拉罕呢，他离开他的家乡。因着顺服神呢，神就让他成为万国之父。
So Abraham left his own hometown, but because of his submission to the Lord, Lord made him as a father of all nations.
所以看起来是一件坏事情，离开了自己的家乡，离开了自己的父老乡亲，到一个陌生的地方。但是呢，神让他变成好事。
So even though it seems a bad thing to leave your hometown away and then leave all your families, your fathers, your elders, however, the Lord has turned all of this into something wonderful.
所以亚伯拉罕一生是一个感恩的人。
So that's why Abraham, for all his life, he is a man of thanksgiving.
再看看这个雅各的儿子约瑟的例子也是非常的清楚，就是说。是他一开始好多的苦难发生在他的身上，但是后来神有美意。
And also when we see Joseph, even though his life has endured many difficulties, and yet Lord has turned it into blessings.
一开始他做了梦，告诉他的哥哥嫉妒他，就要杀害他，后来把他出卖了，卖到埃及做奴隶。
So at first he had a dream.However, when his brother heard about the dream, they got jealous. They sold him as a slave to Egypt, and he was in the prison in Egypt. And however, in the end, he became a blessing.
因为他的这个梦呢，就是生给他一个梦，就说将来呢，他要在很高的职位上，甚至要来帮助他的家族。
So in the dream, he was in a higher position. And he was in the, even to the point that his family was, you know, like bowing before him and getting help from him.
但是呢，当他把这个梦给他的哥哥讲的时候呢，那十个哥哥都妒忌他。
So when he shared his dream with his 10 brothers, all his brothers got very jealous of him.
他给他爸爸讲呢，他爸爸也不高兴。
So when he told the dream to his father, even his father wasn't happy about that.
但是呢，这些事情发生以后呢，哥哥出卖他，埃及做奴隶。 后来又被下在江里面，被人诬告。So
after he was being sold as a slave to Egypt and also put into a prison in Egypt.
但是呢，后来神给他的梦呢，还是实现了。However,
the dreams that God gave him early on are still fulfilled in the end.
但实现的那一天呢？ 他那个信心啊，各方面就是在回顾的时候呢，他就是一个感恩，他对他的弟兄没有任何的仇恨。So
when it was finally fulfilled, when he thought about all the years that he had been through, he didn't have any kind of hate in him towards his brothers, and yet he was giving thanks.
在中间的过程呢，都是不容易的。So
what is happening in between is very difficult.
你先想被自己的亲哥哥出卖，差点杀掉，被他的哥哥杀掉，后来没杀掉，卖到埃及做奴隶，离开自己的父老家乡。Just
imagine that you've been betrayed by your brothers, so he was nearly killed, and then he was betrayed and sold as a slave.
你想他在埃及做奴隶的时候，他也不知道他爸爸在哪里。 他的家乡在哪里？因为别人把他相当于偷渡出来一样，就是带在骆驼上面就带出来了，他根本回不去的。So
just imagine when he was in Egypt, he didn't even know where to go because he was like smuggled, you know, as a person smuggled out the country into, you know, on a camel into somewhere else. So he didn't know where to go.
啊，你想想那个日子是多么的苦。后来呢，因为他长得很帅呢。 被这个主人的太太诱惑他不成功呢，就把他诬告下在监里面。So
after he was in Egypt, because he was a very good-looking man, he was working as a servant in a household, and the wife of the household, you know, like, kind of fell in love with him and trying to to induce him.
感谢主，我们中间好多这个帅男可能也有这个问题，要小心。So
for those handsome men, nice among us, you will also encounter this kind of problems.
哦，我没有这个问题。I
don't have this kind of problems.
也许有，也许不知道。Or
maybe I do, I don't know.
就是，那谁知道怎么因着他长得俊，也成了一个问题，被人陷害。
Because he was handsome and because of his, you know, like good looking, he was into trouble as well.
你说他，我先约瑟想，我什么都没有了，爸爸没了，妈妈没了，对不对？家乡也回不了了，做了一个奴隶，唯一有的就是长得好，比较帅。
So imagine Joseph questioning himself, and now I don't have my father, I don't have my mom, I don't have home. All I have is my, you know, like good-looking face.
谁知道因着他长得帅，人家也陷害他。
However, because of this handsome face, it fell as a trap as well.
那后来呢？被下在监里面，对吧？下在监狱里面，你想无缘无故在坐监牢，对不对？那更糟糕，对不对？
He was put into prison, so like for no reason, he was, you know, end up in prison.
后来呢，给人家解梦，一个纠正，一个上涨呢，给他们解梦，两个人的梦解得非常的重，一个呢就给斩首了，另一个呢就光复原职。So
there was a two men, a cupbearer, and also someone who was serving the food to the
Pharaoh.
The Pharaoh. So they also had a dream, and then Joseph helped them interpret the dream, and it was correct. So one of the cupbearer was put to death, right? The other person was saved.
相反，上长给挂。
Oh, okay, okay. So the cupbearer, yeah, the cupbearer was saved. The other person was was sentenced to death.
那后来呢？这个酒正就把他忘记了。他说：“你纪念我，到时候纪念。”就到时候把他忘记了。So
before the cupbearer was released, Joseph reminded him that, "Oh, please remember me." But however, this person forgot about him.
你想糟糕不糟糕？就是你出去，你升官了。我在监狱里面，我曾经帮助了你，你纪念我一下，都忘记了。So
imagine how bad it is, like. You released and you are having your job back, and then you forgot about me who helped you in the prison.
但是呢，后来呢，法老做梦的时候，酒正突然想起来，哦，监里面有一个月色可以解梦，把他提出来。So
later, when Pharaoh had a dream and the cupbearer suddenly remembered about Joseph in the prison, he said he remembered that this man can interpret dreams.
那后来呢？ 约瑟出来给法老解梦，解得非常的准确。后来法老就把他升在宰相的位置。So
after Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh was really thankful and put him in the highest position.
当他到宰相的位置呢，这个就是实现了神原来给他的那个梦。So
when he became became the 宰相是什么？
在现在是 Prime Minister.
Prime Minister. So when he put into the highest position, the dream that he had years ago was fulfilled.
那回头看的时候呢，所有这一切如果不发生，他根本不会在在现在的位置。
So when you think about all the things that were happening to him, like only through those sufferings was he able to fulfill the dreams.
因为他是神所拣选的，是神所爱的。Because
he is chosen by God, he's a man that is loved by God.
忘事效力，叫爱神的人要得益处。So
all things work for the good for those who love him.
所以呢，在这个过程里面，弟兄姐妹是忙苦的。So
and however, in the process, it's difficult.
但是呢，神永远不会忘记他的儿女。However,
God will never forget his children.
当然，今天有一些人还没有成为他的儿女，一定要成为他的儿女，这是非常重要的。
Even though some of us may not be his children today, but you still have to become his children so that you can get blessed.
当你成为他的儿女的时候，这个创造宇宙的神在看顾着你，这件事情将成为你一生中最伟大的事情。
So when you become his children, the creator of the universe is going to look after you.
所以当你成为神的儿女的时候呢，忘事就要效力。When
you become the children of God, then all things will work for the good for you.
但是呢，如果你不是神的儿女的时候呢，忘事可能要摧毁你。However,
if you are not a child of God, all things might work against you.
那现在你越来越发现，人发现呢，好多事情都是在摧毁他，要么给他压力，要么挡他的路。
So as you see nowadays, you will see a lot of things can go against a person. It can be the burden, the responsibility that he has.
在以后的日子里面更是这样。And
even so on the coming days.
在我爸爸的那个年代，他一辈子做大夫，在一个地方做大夫，一生安居乐业，养家糊口都挺好的。So
in my father's generation, he was a doctor. He was always in the one position that he always been a doctor and helping his family.
像我们这样来到加拿大，学这个又换成学那个，最后又做这个又做那个，这是我们所情愿的吗？
However, now you see that people will study this and then work in a different field and, you know, like changing professions. Is that something that you want?
因为这个世界的变化，好多东西在挡你的路。
Because there's a lot of things, changing things in the world that have become a stumbling blocks.
但是呢，在神的里面呢，在神的眼皮底下呢，挡你的路的这些绊脚石呢，他要来帮助你。
However, in God, all these stumbling blocks that are in front of you will become something that is going to help you instead.
就像约瑟，他的哥哥出卖他，啊，这件事情不是说他哥哥做的是对的，而是这件事情在神的手里面就要成就这个祝福。
So just imagine, just think about Joseph being betrayed by his brothers. I'm not saying his brother was right, but in God, God is going to use this matter and make the dream fulfilled.
所以今天我们在感恩节的时候呢，我们要来把这样的信息放在我们的里面，就是说圣经简单，帖塞罗尼迦前书第五章十八节，方事要谢恩，方事要谢恩，为什么方事都要谢恩？这是不只是好事谢恩，也是坏事也要谢恩。
So that's why when we talk about this in Thanksgiving, that I'm going to talk about the first Thessalonians chapter 4 about how you should give thanks in all circumstances, not just in good times, but also in bad times and bad things.
因为在使徒保罗写圣经的时候，圣灵启示他非常非常的清楚，方事要效力，为爱神的人要得益处。他经历那么多，万事都要效力。
Because Paul, during his time, he knew clearly through the Holy Spirit that all things are going to work for those who love God.
当然，这不是说那些坏事就是应该发生的。
So I'm not saying the bad things are supposed to happen.
但是呢，神会让他效力，为爱神的人要得益处。
However, God can use those bad things to work for the good for those who love Him.
我自己的生命里面也有很多的这样的经历。
I also have a similar experience in my own life as well.
当时就是可能一些坏事情发生了，或者自己的无知一些事情给发生了，但是后来都是做成了神的工。
So sometimes because of my own mistakes or you know some other problems, you know like bad things happen. However, God turned everything into God's work.
所以就是说在过去的年日里面一回想起来，真的就是说忘事效力叫爱神的人得益处。
That's why when I meditate on the years I walk by and then I felt that truly all things work for the good for those who love him.
有时候我会重复同样的故事，好像我师母说你变老了，所以在重复同样的故事。
Sometimes I like to repeat the same stories and my wife said that now I'm getting older and I like to repeat.
因为那些故事是我跟神的历史，太宝贵了。
Because those stories are the history between me and God and it's very precious.
所以有时候就不断地重复它。
That's why I continually to repeat.
现在那个1998年，就是说突然不能去美国，滞留在蒙特利尔，不知道要做什么，没有工作。
So back in 1998, I couldn't enter into the U.S. to continue my studies, so I had to stay in Montreal. I didn't know what to do.
那因为当时呢，我自己犯了一个错误，错误就是提前没有申请签证，到快到入学的时候再申请签证，所以签证拿不到。
So that was my own mistake because I didn't renew my student visa earlier enough. So when the new semester came and then I quickly go and try to renew, I couldn't get my visa.
所以谁知道那时候就是 Susan, 那时候我们还不认识，她的牧师请我到他们的教会去做他的助理，就是这样。因为我是没工作，什么也没有，他师母就介绍给他说，你把这个年轻人找来，他喜欢传福音，又有博士学位，他们那个教会全是什么博士硕士那时候。
So back then I didn't know Susan yet because I had to stay in Montreal because I couldn't go into the States. So the church where Susan went had they asked me to come as an assistant pastor because I have no work and then I have my PhD. And back then in their church there are a lot of PhD students in that church.
那去了以后就神就成就我们的婚姻的大事。
So when I went there God made Susan and I met and then we got married.
后来就两个人去了美国啊，回家以后，夏天回家度假以后，再去的时候又被美国人挡在边境上，非常的痛苦。
And then 是你吗？是的。Okay, the second time we were, one summer we came back from the States, and when we want to go back again, we were refused to enter into the States.
就是说那时候我们都是开车走来走去，是 Kansas City, 开到 Montreal 开三天。
So
back. 去的时候再开，那天开了一天半到 Windsor, 从 Montreal 开到 Windsor, Detroit.
So back then we used to cross borders by car, so we would travel from Kansas City to Montreal and back. So that day we traveled from Montreal to Windsor.
就在那边阻止，不给我们签证。
So in the border they stopped us, and then they wouldn't allow us the visa to enter.
因为他说你们不合规矩，就是我们拿出了一份信，不该拿的信。他说你们要去工作，美国人最怕你去工作。
So they said, we are not allowed to go because they thought that we are going to work there because they don't allow you to work illegally.
那一开始我们拿出这封信呢，我们说，哎，这封信可能会加重这个分量，他们会让我进去，但是呢，他们不喜欢这个。你本来是读书的，为什么又有工作的信？他们非常不喜欢这个。
So we actually hang out a letter. So we thought the letter will help us to enter into the States. However, the letter was a sort of a job letter, like a recommendation letter. So they thought that we are going to work there instead of study. So they don't allow us to enter into the States
anymore. 那个时候我们真的是非常的着急，非常的那个 desperate， 因为我们第一个家就在 Kansas， 我们结婚以后的第一个家就在 Kansas。所有的东西都在看上，我们进也不能进去，拿也不能去拿，
so、we were,
学也不能去上。
So we were really desperate because that was our first home and it was in Kansas City. So all our belongings are there. So we can, however, we just cannot go there and you know anymore.
他们那个海关把我们像贼一样扛出来。
So the border chased us out just as if they chase a thief out of the country.
哇！但是后来神就把我们带到了温哥华。
And however God lead us into Vancouver.
但是呢，我们又回到蒙特利尔一段时间，在那个原来的教会就修正一下，没有地方去，只能去温哥华。
So we went back to Montreal briefly, you know, just to adjust ourselves. However, there's nowhere to go, so we came to Vancouver.
因为这面的这个神学院，卑正神学院曾经录取过我，他说很有效，你看可以来。
Because Regent Bible College they accepted me once, and then this acceptance letter is still valid, so that's why we came.
后来我们就想也没有别的地方去啊，那就去温哥华吧。
Because there's nowhere to go, and we said to ourselves, yeah, let's go to Vancouver.
那这个温哥华要来温哥华呢，是苏神的梦想，他一直祷告要来温哥华。
Because it has been a dream for Susan, because she always wanted to come to Vancouver.
神常常听她的祷告，常常让我吃棍子。
God always listens to her prayers. However, God always give me the sticks instead.
Discipline me.
Yeah, discipline me instead.
啊，我就跟那个牧师师母聊，那个师母非常的幽默，我还记得很清楚。她说，第一次你犯了一个错误呢，没有去美国，神就让你给你一个太太。这一次你犯了一个错误，拿出不该拿的信呢，神就给你孩子，去吧，去蒙哥华吧。
So I remember talking to one of the pastor's wife, and she was very funny, and she said, the first time you made a mistake, then you got a wife. Now this time you made another mistake by handing out the wrong letter, God will give you children this time.
当然我说的这个 mistake 不是说犯罪。
So of course when I talk about mistake, it's not I'm saying that I'm sinning or you know making a crime.
那即使犯罪，弟兄姐妹，藏在神的手里面。
However, even if you sin, God is still gonna you know work.
你只要让他为你的父，让他为你的救主，这一切都会 work out.
As long as you recognize Him as your Redeemer, as your Father, everything will work out.
所以真的后来就是来到温哥华，我非常的感恩。
So I'm very grateful that we came to Vancouver.
那这里就生了三个孩子。
We have three children here.
那今天孩子这么大了，没有一点后悔。
So now my children are all grown up, and I have no regret.
所以真的，那时候我想想那个石磨，他真的有信心。
So now I think about the pastor's wife. She really had the faith.
我是那个时候是没这个信心的。
Back then I didn't have that kind of faith.
我每一次都很痛苦啊。
So every time I was really down and sad.
我在这个威恩瑟的时候，在朋友的家里面，正好有个朋友在那，海光上赶出来去朋友，大哭啊。
So in Windsor, because I was being rejected from the border, I had a friend in Windsor. I went to his house and I cried. I wept like a baby.
那事实上，生也很奇妙。如果我们再次回到美国的话，真的不能生孩子，没有医疗保险，没有收入，什么都没有。
So just imagine that we were back to the States. We wouldn't be able to have children because we didn't have the medical insurance. We didn't have money, no security.
但是你知道，神真的在照看着你。你该做的事情，他让你做；该学的也让你学。
But you have to know that God's always taking care of you.
你知道，呀、yeah. ，你说为什么该学的都让学？我们第一年的时候呢，我进去本来是三年的一个 program。三年的有就是牧师的一个 program， 第一年去呢，我把好多这个属灵的圣灵里面的课程，最好的我都选完了，应该三年以后选，我都第一年都选完了。
你说在 region 吗？
不是在 Kansas。
Okay, so I have 3 year program pastoral program I supposed to take. However, in the first year, I already took a lot of credits already, like in Holy Spirit.
那些选。选修的课，必修的课我没选，要选修的课就选。
So I already done my electives. However, the essential courses I haven't taken.
后来才发现呢，那些选修的课呢，是到温哥华是修不了的，是在堪萨斯最前的东西。
So later on, when we came to Vancouver, I realized those electives courses were not taught in Vancouver.
那神知道，就是说。你去回不来，神知道，神也不要你回来。
So God already knew that you cannot go back to the States anymore, and even if you could, God doesn't want you to go back.
但是呢，非常的痛苦。其实我们的朋友啊，在堪萨斯交了一帮最真心的朋友，各个国家的，我们非常的痛苦，不能见到我们的朋友们。
So we were really desperate because we make a group of friends in Kansas City and from different nations. We were very desperate because we couldn't see them anymore.
甚至有个老弟兄是一个日本人，60多岁，他跟我们关系非常好。他听到我们这个事情，他说我开车把东西给你们送过去。
So also there was a Japanese brother who was at his 60s.When he heard about this, and he said, oh, no problem, I will take all your stuff and drive all the way to bring it to you.
那边有一个非常亲爱的一个属灵的一个白人女儿。
And we also have a precious spiritual daughter there as well, a Caucasian woman.
但我们走得非常的近，带领她信，她跟她的男朋友分开以后呢，非常的痛苦，后来带领她信主，她生命就发生很大的变化。
So she had a breakup. So after that, we brought her to the Christ, and her life was transformed.
那后来呢？她甚至就说，你知道那堪萨斯大风雪的时候啊，开车是非常危险。她会开40分钟到我们家里来看我们。
So you know, like in Kansas City, when the snow storm came, it's very dangerous to drive. She would even drove for 40.Minutes to come and see us.
当我们来到温哥华的时候呢，他知道我们回不去，他给我们写了一封信。
So when we came to Vancouver, she realized we wouldn't be able to go back, so she wrote us a letter.
他写信的时候，我看了非常的心酸。
So when I see the letters, I feel really sad in my heart.
你知道我是中国人，他是美国人，他写的英文啊，那 grammar 都是错的。
You know that I am a Chinese and she's American. However, in her letter, all the grammars are wrong.
因为她说她的父母从来没有照顾她，她是奶奶带她长大的。
Because she said that her parents never took care of her, and she was raised by her grandma.
但是呢，这些都是我们在康萨斯非常宝贵的朋友关系啊，就是非常宝贵，我们不能回去。
But those are very precious relationships that we have built in Kansas City. However, we couldn't go back.
你知道，但是神有他的美意，让我们来到了温哥华。
But you know, God has His a good purpose to bring us to Vancouver.
包括后来发生很多很多的 stories， 神看起来当时都是很痛苦，但是神都把它变成好事。
So of course there are many other stories, even though it seems really bitter at first, but God turned all of these into blessings.
所以我们今天在主里面呢，一定要学习方式感恩。
So that's why when we are in the Lord today, we have to learn this lesson that we have to give thanks in all circumstances.
当坏事发生在你生命里面的时候，圣经上讲呢，不经过天父的允许，你头上一根头发也不会掉下来。
So when bad things happen, you have to know that without God's permission, not even a hair from your head will fall.
所以这都是经过神的允许。如果经过神的允许，就是说他是有一个美意在里面。
So it's only by God's permission that things, you know, bad things happen to you.
所以我就讲到这里。我们先有一段时间呢，我们在主的面前为我们周围的。圣殿所神赐给我们的要献上感恩。
So I will just stop here, but now let's give a minute of thanksgiving for those people, friends around us.
完了以后呢，如果我们中间有见证的话，你在 Zoom 上面也可以做见证。我们下面的人上来有几分钟可以来做见证，完了以后也可以来奉主来祷告。
And also, if you have a testimony to share with us, you are also welcome to share. Whether you are over Zoom or here physically.
所以我们下面呢，花几分钟呢，我们一两分钟，我们在主的面前有些感恩，各自有些感恩。
So we will just spend a minute or two on your own to give thanks to the Lord.
特别是为那些你看起来坏的事情来感恩。
Especially give thanks to those seems you know like bad to you.
阿利路亚，是的，主啊，你来带领我们，你的圣灵带领我们下面。各自的祷告。
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for leading us our prayers in Holy Spirit.